At the 2015 Minnesota State Fair, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield, visiting with University of Minnesota Extension State 4-H Director. She's the Associate Dean, Dorothy Freeman. Dorothy, a beautiful first day of the State Fair, and for the 4-H community, I'm sure fair time is always an exciting one.
It really is a great time for us to see the learning that young people have had across the state during the year. And this is where they showcase all of their many projects that they have been doing throughout the year. We bring about 6,500 young people throughout the state fair, and even in our 4-H building, we have lots of great projects that they have done. Even this year with the poultry project, with not being able to bring any birds to the building, and all of the wonderful opportunities that they have brought now to show their demonstrations versus their animals. Paper demonstrations has been exciting for us to see.
With 4-H, and it's on display at the state fair every year, people associate 4-H with agriculture, and rightfully so, but there's so much more to 4-H than just the farm angle.
Yes. 4-H's purpose is basically in its clover when it talks about the development of the head, the development of the heart, the development of the hands for vocational and technical development, and basically for their health. So it's really about fourfold development of young people. And back during the days when it was first formed, what young people had available to them were agriculture products, you know, the cow, the corn, the tomato, canning, sowing, those kinds of things. So really they were projects that we used to engage young people in a youth development approach to help them learn greater skills such as citizenship, service, decision-making, leadership, learning how to work with people different than themselves. So really 4-H is about development of the young person, not the development of the animal.
How do you utilize state fair time to recruit young people to 4-H and possibly some leader needs too throughout the year?
It's tough to do that here. We have ambassadors in our 4-H building that's talking to the public, but that's not where we basically do our major recruiting. We promote it here. We hope people see the great projects that young people can be engaged in. We hope that they come to our 4-H building and talk to our 4-H members and understand how articulate they are and how easily they speak and how you see teenagers leading. So that's how we hope people will see our program. And then when they go back to their individual communities, because 4-H is statewide, we ask that we do our recruiting locally so they can engage in their local 4-H program.
A great partnership here with the Commodity Carnival, the CME Group, and 4-H across America have partnered to do this for 3 years. And I know that it's been at the Minnesota State Fair for 3 years. How did that partnership come together, Dorothy?
It came together because of the North Central program leaders recognized that there was a need, first of all, to help young people understand the career potential of agriculture. And about that time, CME Group was looking for an opportunity. And so the North Central program leaders said yes to the opportunity. So they have been working with North Central to bring forth the commodity challenge so that young people can learn a different way of relating to agriculture. About that same time, the program leaders learned that many of our agriculture-based companies here in Minnesota, not in Minnesota, in North Central, were having difficulty recruiting employees. So then we saw an opportunity to begin to help contribute to the pipeline, help young people understand how agriculture affects their lives. And so we said yes to that, and that helps us to continue that agenda. However, in Minnesota, we wanted to do a little bit more. We wanted our young people, both rural and urban, to understand that you can't do a thing without agriculture as part of your foundation. Even brushing your teeth is an agriculture-based product. Driving your car, you have to have agriculture. The clothes that you wear is about agriculture. And so in Minnesota, we created a program called the Science of Agriculture. And so today, that's why Dr. Rice is here with me, because after we gained that understanding in North Central region, Minnesota decided to hire a specialist to kind of lead the effort for us to develop our Science of Agriculture agenda. And last year, we showcased the first one, and I'm going to turn it over to Josh now to talk about that experience and what it has been like for us to create that program.
Josh Rice here with us at the State Fair. So, Josh, give us some more information on how this has gone so far.
Well, the Science of Ag program, we are the first state in the country to have this program, and it's really geared towards showing 4-H youth that their involvement in 4-H can lead them to college or trade school and into an agriculturally related career. So the youth work on teams of 3 to 4 in 6th grade and above, and they identify a real existing agriculture issue within their community. Then they work with agriculture, business, and industry professionals to come up with a potential solution. So as Dorothy had stated earlier, we're coming into our second year of this program, and our partnership with CME fits in extremely well because during the commodity carnival, you know, we show the youth and the adults as well who are in the barns that raising a hog is not as simple as it seems. You know, you have to take a lot of things into account. Nutrition, the vet bills, transportation, how are you going to market your animal? And that experience, that hands-on learning that they get to experience through the commodity carnival, gives them a view into what farmers go through on a day-to-day basis.
Plus, the science of agriculture has changed dramatically in the last decade with all of the technology and big data that's out there now. And so to be a leader nationally like Minnesota is in this has to excite you.
Yeah, definitely. 4-H and CME both believe that youth are the future. We have to invest in them at an early age, get them excited about agriculture, and show them the possibilities that exist.
How can people find out more about this, Josh?
We have on our Minnesota 4-H webpage, we have information about the science of agriculture, and they can also go to umn.edu, and that will take them to the 4-H page, and they can find more information on there.
Well, Josh, Dorothy, thank you both so much.